10th of April 2003. Slosh, thwack. Slosh, thwack. Slosh, thwack. The rain splattered against the windscreen before the wipers swiped the glass clean, patting the water down into a splashy trough above the dashboard. Beyond, the car headlights picked out the narrow country lane rolling out of the darkness, the high hedges on either side giving it the feel of driving through a tunnel. Rebecca rubbed her forehead. Another headache. Probably due to the idiot who had spent the last 5 miles behind her, his headlights blazing away in her rearview mirror. Or exhaustion from driving non-stop from London. There was definitely no other reason for her headache. Okay, so she'd been having them almost daily since the accident. But that was no reason to go and see a doctor, no matter what Mark said. Rebecca felt a flush of anger. Mark should be with her now, paying the traditional bi-monthly visit to her parents in Chilbury. He had an excuse, of course. He always had an excuse. There was a crisis at work and he had volunteered to work late to sort it out, as usual. Slosh, thwack. Slosh, thwack. Slosh, thwack. The radio hissed as it lost the signal for the world tonight. It didn't matter. Rebecca already knew what the news would be. It would be all about the invasion of Iraq. The television news had been full of nothing else for weeks. Journalists in flak jackets reporting live from hotel rooms, interspersed with infrared footage of green blobs flashing back and forth over a burning city. It was like watching someone commentating on a computer game. Today's big story had been about American soldiers pulling down a statue of Saddam Hussein in some dusty town square, while the reporter burbled excitedly about it being a momentous event in history. Seeing the footage of the conquering heroes draping their flag over the fallen statue, Rebecca...